Young Rider Policy Booklet.
Welcome. Hi, welcome to the Animal Friends family. To help you settle in, we're going to share with you some information that you might find interesting. If you're still reading this far, we're off to a good start. Here's the bit we really want you to know. This booklet tells you what you're covered for, as well as what isn't covered. Please read through it carefully. It should answer any questions you have about your insurance. If you've got any questions, please contact us on 0344 557 0300. Now that's done, let us tell you about who we are. We believe that being protected while you ride should be easy and not cost the earth. We also believe that even the smallest acts of kindness can make a big difference, which is why we were founded to give you the support you needed to ensure you enjoy riding at your leisure whilst giving back to animal welfare charities and conservancies. We could go on about the many reasons why you can feel good about choosing Animal Friends, but the key thing to remember is that we're here. We've got you covered, and if you want to know more about what makes us tick, head to our website or social channels and you'll find it all there. Wishing you all the best, Wes Pearson. How to use this booklet. This booklet tells you everything you need to know about your policy, along with a document called Your Schedule. It makes up the agreement between you and us, so make sure you keep it safe. If you need a copy in large print or braille, please let us know. When reading this booklet, please remember the following things. Our policies only cover people that live at a permanent address in the UK. A permanent address would be one that allows you to register to vote or has a permanent residential licence. When we say UK in this booklet, we mean England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man, Channel Islands, and UK Ministry of Defence bases overseas. It covers young people between 5 and 18 years old. This policy is administered by Animal Friends and underwritten by Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited. Red Sands pays a commission to Animal Friends to sell insurance on its behalf. When we say we, our, or us in this booklet, we mean Red Sands. Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited is registered in Gibraltar, incorporation number 87598. Registered office, level 3, Ocean Village Business Centre, 23 Ocean Village Promenade, Gibraltar. Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited is authorised and regulated by the Gibraltar Financial Services Commission. It's subject to regulation by the Financial Conduct Authority and limited regulation by the Prudential Regulation Authority for business underwritten in the UK, Financial Services Register number 231635. Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited is a member of the UK's Financial Services Compensation Scheme and Association of British Insurers. When we say you or your, we mean the person that applied and paid for this policy and is defined as the policyholder on the schedule. When we say immediate family, we mean your spouse, sibling, parent, child or stepchild. It also includes civil partners and any other partner that has lived with you permanently for at least 2 years. When we say riding, we mean riding, driving, leading, mounting, dismounting, or handling a horse. This policy is governed by English law. All communication will be made in English.
Cover limits. The table below details your cover limit for each section. This is the most we'll pay. The actual amount might be lower, depending on your circumstances. You should read the table alongside the rest of this booklet, as there might be some conditions that apply to you. There might also be some amount you have to pay when you make a claim. For more information, see your schedule and the How This Policy Works section of this booklet. Cover limits. Section A. If the young rider is injured while horse riding. Under this section, you can only claim for one of the following per accident. If the young rider is killed, they're covered up to £5,000. permanent blindness in one or both eyes, they're covered up to £20,000. Permanent deafness in both ears, they're covered up to £20,000. If the young rider loses a limb, this includes either physically losing a limb or being permanently unable to use it. For example, if their leg is totally paralysed, they're covered up to £20,000. If the young rider is permanently and totally disabled, when we say this, we mean their injuries make them unable to do any work. They're covered up to £20,000. Under this section, you are also covered for the following. If the young rider's injuries stop them from being able to go to school or college, they're covered up to £2,500 per policy year towards the cost of tuition fees. We'll start paying this 4 weeks after the accident. You'll need to provide receipts from their tutor and a note from the doctor confirming they couldn't attend school. If the young rider needs dental treatment, they're covered up to £1,000 per policy year. Remember, you'll have to pay a £50 excess every time you claim under this section. If the young rider needs to stay in hospital, they're covered up to £25 for every day they're in hospital, up to 30 days per policy year. You'll need to provide a note from a doctor as evidence of their hospital stay. Section B. If the horse being ridden injures someone or damages their property, they're covered up to £2 million per policy year. You'll have to pay a £250 excess if you claim for property damage. Section C. If you're found legally responsible for a horse's injury or death, they're covered up to £1,000 or the horse's purchase price, whichever is less, per policy year. You'll have to pay a £50 excess if you make a claim. Section D. If the horse being ridden is injured in an accident, they're covered up to £1,000 per policy year. You'll have to pay a £100 excess if you make a claim. Contact details. You can contact Animal Friends for support in the following ways. By phone, 0344 557 0300. Please check our website for opening hours. If you call us from a landline, you'll be charged the standard rate. Calls from mobiles vary depending on your plan. For example, if your plan includes unlimited minutes, your call from a mobile will be free. By email. If you have a general inquiry, you can reach us at info@animalfriends.co.uk. On our website, contact us on live chat, www.animalfriends.co.uk. Or you can complete an inquiry form to contact a specific department, www.animalfriends.co.uk/contact. By post, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP4 7QA. How this policy works. This booklet details everything you and the young rider listed in the schedule are covered for under this policy. It covers them for riding horses that neither you nor they own or have on loan. Some things aren't covered, so it's important you read through your documents to check you have the cover you need. There's a list of exclusions in the "What This Policy Doesn't Cover" section. These apply to the whole of your policy. There are also some additional exclusions that only apply to certain sections of cover. You should also check your schedule to see if there are any other exclusions that apply. You'll find detailed descriptions of your cover for each section under the heading "What This Policy Covers." When this policy starts and ends. Your policy starts from the date you chose it to, and you can start making claims straight away. several things might end this policy. For example, if the policy period ends and either of us decide not to renew for any reason, you may also decide to cancel your policy. We can cancel it too. For example, if you don't pay your premium. For more information about cancelling your policy, see the Cancelling Your Policy section. Amounts you might have to pay. Your premium. The premium is the amount you pay us so we can provide you with insurance. You can decide to pay one amount annually or in monthly instalments. You must make sure to keep up with all your payments. If you don't, we won't be able to cover you if you want to make a claim. Your excess. The excess is an amount you'll need to pay when you make a claim. Different sections of the policy have different excesses. Check your schedule to find out which apply to you. Keeping the young rider and any horses they're riding safe. It's important you make sure the young rider is being safe when they go horse riding. Before starting a ride, they should wear a riding hat. We won't pay claims if they injure themselves while not wearing a riding hat, unless they have a good reason and we agree to it beforehand. We also won't pay claims if they are injured and weren't wearing the safety equipment required for the activity they were taking part in. Renewing your policy. If you pay monthly or pay annually and have opted into auto-renewal, you won't need to do anything. Your policy will automatically renew for another year. If you paid up front for a year and haven't opted for auto-renewal, you'll need to make a payment for your cover to continue. You can make a payment in your online account or get in touch with us to renew for another year on 0344 557 0300. Animal Friends will send your renewal documents approximately 3 weeks before your policy is due to end. You should read these documents carefully. We might change some of your terms or the price you pay, so you'll need to check you still have the cover you need. Several things affect the price you pay, including inflation or any previous claims. Giving us the facts. If you make a mistake. If you give us wrong information by mistake, you might not be able to make a claim, or we might need to void your policy. For example, if you gave us the wrong date of birth and that meant you selected the wrong rider policy. If we do this, we'll act like your policy never existed and give you back any premiums you've paid. We might need to apply exclusions or change your cover, the premium you pay, or the terms of this policy. If you need to make a change to this policy, see the Making Changes to This Policy section. If you give us wrong information on purpose. It's really important you give us accurate information at all times. If you deliberately exaggerate a claim, mislead us, or don't tell us the truth, this is fraud. We won't pay your claim or give you back any premiums you've paid. We'll cancel all policies you have with us, and we won't cover you again in the future. In some cases, we will need to tell the police or other authorities and insurance companies. If we've paid a claim where you did not tell us the truth, we'll cancel your policy from the date you gave us the false information. We may ask you to pay us back for any claims we've paid since that date. Keeping up to date with your payments. It's important you keep up to date with your premium. If you're struggling with your payments, please get in touch and let us know. We won't be able to cover claims if you have any unpaid premiums.
How to make a claim. We understand making a claim can be a stressful time, so we're on hand to support you through the process. Getting a claim form. You can download all our claim forms from www.animalfriends.co.uk/existing-customers/claims. or give us a call on 0344 557 0300 and we'll send you one in the post. Sending your claim form. Once you and your vet, if required, have completed the claim form, you can send it by email to claimform@animalfriends.co.uk. If you prefer, you can post the claim form to this address: Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP4 7QA. To make sure we handle your claim quickly, please send all claim forms as soon as possible. You must send us a new claim for each section of this policy that you wish to claim for. If you don't, we won't be able to pay your full claim. For example, if you want to claim for Section A and Section B, you must send us a separate claim for each section. Sometimes we may need to contact you and ask for extra information. This helps us when reviewing your claim to determine whether or not we can pay your claim. If you claim for emergency vet fees as a result of an accident, we will ask you for an explanation of what happened. You must give us a full and true explanation, as this will be used when we make a decision about your claim. We'll review the vet treatment notes and may also need to request additional information, for example, referral reports. We may contact any vet or professional involved with treating the horse, or any individual that may be involved with this claim. If the horse being ridden injures someone or damages their property. If something happens that could lead to a claim because the horse you were riding injured someone or damaged someone's property, you must let Animal Friends know straight away. You can do this by phoning 0344 557 0300 or emailing publicliability@animalfriends.co.uk. For more information on these claims, see Section B, if the horse being ridden injures someone or damages their property. If you have any other insurance policy that may provide cover for a claim, you must contact the other insurer and let them know. We won't pay claims if there's another policy that provides cover for any incident. This includes if you have more than one Animal Friends horse or rider policy. What this policy covers: Section A, if the young rider is injured while horse riding. What's covered? If the young rider is injured or killed in an accident while horse riding in the UK, we'll cover up to the amounts listed below. We'll need either a death certificate or a medical professional to confirm the injuries before we pay a claim under this section. Cover limits. Under this section, you can only claim for one of the following per accident. If the young rider is killed, they're covered up to £5,000. Permanent blindness in one or both eyes, they're covered up to £20,000. Permanent deafness in both ears, they're covered up to £20,000. If the young rider loses a limb, this includes either physically losing a limb or being permanently unable to use it. For example, if their leg is totally paralysed, they're covered up to £20,000. If the young rider is permanently and totally disabled, when we say this, we mean their injuries make them unable to do any work, they're covered up to £20,000. Under this section, you're also covered for the following. If the young rider's injuries stop them from being able to go to school or college, they're covered up to £2,500 per policy year towards the cost of tuition fees. We'll start paying this 4 weeks after the accident. You'll need to provide receipts from their tutor and a note from the doctor confirming they couldn't attend school. If the young rider needs dental treatment, they're covered up to £1,000 per policy year. Remember, you'll have to pay a £50 excess every time you claim under this section. If the young rider needs to stay in hospital, they're covered up to £25 for every day they're in hospital, up to 30 days per policy year. You'll need to provide a note from a doctor as evidence of their hospital stay. The young rider should always get medical attention as soon as possible if they're injured. You should make sure the young rider is being safe when they go horse riding. Before starting every ride, you should make sure they're wearing a riding hat, unless they have a good reason not to, and we agree to it beforehand. We also won't pay claims if they injure themselves and weren't wearing the safety equipment required for the activity they were taking part in. We'll need to see receipts for any dental work they get because of their injuries, so make sure to keep them safe. If the young rider needs a tutor because their injuries mean they can't go to school or college, we'll also need to see receipts from this. We'll require relevant medical records to support your claim. If required, you'll need to pay to get hold of them, for example, from a private medical practice. If you don't provide the medical records, we won't be able to pay your claim. We won't be able to pay claims if the young rider has a pre-existing medical condition that directly and negatively affects their ability to control a horse while riding. For example, if they were diagnosed with epilepsy before the start of this policy and a seizure caused them to fall from a horse, they won't be covered. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if the young rider had any signs or symptoms before your policy start date. This is true even if the young rider didn't go to the doctor. It also includes any conditions the young rider had in the past and since recovered from. Any injuries caused by accidents the young rider had will also be considered pre-existing. This includes any complications, illnesses, or conditions that later appear because of the accident. What's not covered? Deaths not directly caused by a riding accident. You won't be covered if the young rider's death isn't directly caused by a riding accident. Accidents that happen at riding schools or during lessons. We won't cover any accidents that happen during lessons or at a riding school. Accidents that are linked to trade or business. We don't cover incidents that are connected to any trade or business, or if the accident happened while the young rider was volunteering or working for someone. For example, if they're injured while they're volunteering or being paid to look after someone else's horse. Other accidents we don't cover. We won't cover accidents where the young rider deliberately put themselves in danger, unless they were trying to save someone's life. We won't cover any accidents where the young rider was under the influence of alcohol or any drugs that affect their ability to ride safely. We won't cover claims if the young rider is injured while doing any activity not covered by this policy. You can see a full list of activities we cover in Appendix A.
Section B. If the horse being ridden injures someone or damages their property. What's covered? There might be a time when someone tries to hold you responsible for an incident involving the young rider when they're out horse riding. For example, a horse's actions might result in someone being killed, getting injured, or having their property damaged. If someone makes a legal claim against you due to an incident involving the young rider and you're legally responsible for their actions, we'll cover your legal costs. If we're settling a legal claim, we'll also pay compensation and legal costs for the person making the claim. The most we'll pay per year is shown in your schedule. We'll only cover incidents that happen in the UK. You must let us know straight away if an incident happens or if someone makes a legal claim against you. If you don't, and this negatively affects our ability to handle the claim, we won't be able to help. You must also give us any other information we ask for and let us handle the claim. You must not admit responsibility for any incident, or negotiate or agree to pay for anything. If you're sent any legal documents, don't reply to them. Instead, send them to us straight away. You may also need to give us written statements and go to court. You must make sure the young rider follows all advice given to them about the behaviour of any horse they're riding. This includes advice from the horse's past or current owners, rehoming or rescue centre staff, vets, behaviour specialists, or the authorities. If they don't follow advice they get, and that leads to a legal claim, we won't be able to cover your claim. If an incident was caused by a horse's behavioural problem, you're covered, unless the horse has shown the same problem in the time you've known them. For example, if the horse injured or bit someone, or caused damage to property in that time. If we pay a claim under this section for an incident caused by a horse's behavioural problem, we won't cover any future claims caused by the same horse's behaviour. If someone else is responsible for covering the cost of a claim, we may take legal action on your behalf to get these costs back. We'll pay for any action we take on your behalf. If you need advice about this section, if something happens that could lead to a claim because the horse being ridden injured someone or damaged their property, you must let Animal Friends know straight away. You can do this by phoning 0344 557 0300 or emailing publicliability@animalfriends.co.uk. What's not covered? Claims involving people you know. We won't cover claims made against you by a member of your immediate family or anyone who lives with you or works for you. We won't cover claims if you, a member of your immediate family or anyone who lives with you or works for you, is responsible for the damaged property. We won't cover claims made by or against professionals or businesses who are being paid to provide services for the horse being ridden. Claims involving your work or business. You won't be covered if something happens at your workplace or involves your business or the business of anyone who lives with you. A workplace means anywhere that you or someone who lives with you is working, even if this place isn't fixed or you or they are working from home. We'll only class your home as a workplace when people you don't normally live with are there for work or business. For example, colleagues, customers, suppliers, or delivery drivers. Claims involving other animals. We won't cover claims caused by a horse chasing or attacking other animals. We also won't cover vet fees for any animal that's injured or killed by the horse being ridden. Other things we won't cover. We won't cover claims if the young rider deliberately caused damage or didn't take reasonable steps to prevent the incident. For example, you won't be covered if the horse is left alone in a public place. We won't cover claims if an incident happens as a result of someone handling a horse without permission. We won't cover a claim against you if another contract makes someone else legally responsible. For example, if the horse's owner has agreed with a livery yard that they'll be responsible for any incidents involving their horse while in the young rider's care. We won't cover claims for damage caused to any fences, walls, or gates. We also won't cover claims if any crops are damaged. We won't cover claims if the young rider is fined, charged, or prosecuted in a criminal court. We won't cover claims if you or the young rider refuse to help us or do anything else that negatively affects our ability to handle the case. We won't cover any claims if the horse being ridden has shown aggressive tendencies, bitten or attacked a person, or damaged property before.
Section C. If you're found legally responsible for a horse's injury or death. What's covered? If a horse is injured or dies as a result of an incident while being ridden, and you're legally responsible, we'll cover your legal costs and expenses. We'll also cover the legal costs and expenses of the person making the claim against you. If the horse dies, we'll cover the amount the owner paid for the horse, or the maximum amount for this section, whichever is less. This amount will be paid to the horse's owner. The most we'll pay in total under this section is £1,000 per policy year. You must let us know straight away if an incident happens or if someone makes a legal claim against you. We won't cover claims if you refuse to help us or do anything else that negatively affects our ability to handle the case in any way. You must not admit responsibility for any incident or negotiate or agree to pay for anything. If you're sent any legal documents, don't reply to them. Instead, send them to us straight away. You may also need to give us written statements and go to court. What's not covered? We won't cover claims if the horse belongs to you, a member of your family, or someone that lives or works for you. We also won't cover incidents that are connected to any trade or business, for example, horses or ponies in working liveries. We won't cover a claim against you if you've signed another contract which makes you legally responsible. For example, if you have agreed with the horse's owner that you'll be responsible for any incidents involving their horse while in the care of the young rider. We don't cover the cost of postmortems unless we ask for one.
Section D. If the horse being ridden is injured in an accident. What's covered? We'll cover emergency vet fees up to the amount shown in your schedule if a horse is injured in an accident involving the young rider. We'll cover the cost of treatment given at the scene of the accident and treatment needed up to 24 hours after. This includes fees your vet might charge for attending the scene. We'll also cover the cost of moving the horse from where the accident happened to the place they usually kept. The most we'll pay in total under this section is £1,000 per policy year. Make sure you keep your receipts safe, as you'll need to show them to us when you make a claim. What's not covered? Illnesses or conditions. This policy only covers accidents, so we won't cover claims for any illnesses a horse might have. Accidents we don't cover. We'll only cover accidents that happen as a result of the activities listed in Appendix A. Make sure to read this list carefully. If a horse is injured while doing an activity not on the list, we won't cover any vet fees. Treatments we don't cover. We don't cover any dental treatment. What this policy doesn't cover. There are some things we won't cover under any part of this policy. We've listed these below. Illnesses or conditions. This policy only covers accidents the young rider may have when riding a horse, so we won't cover claims for illnesses they or any horse might have. Riders that aren't covered. We don't cover riders younger than 5 or older than 18. We won't cover you if the young rider is being paid or paying to ride or look after a horse. We also won't cover you if the young rider is volunteering at a place of business. Horses that aren't covered. This policy doesn't cover horses that you or the young rider owns or has on loan. We don't cover anyone riding horses that are less than 30 days old. We also won't cover horses used for racing or in any trade or business. For example, horses or ponies in working liveries. We also don't cover anyone riding stallions. When we say stallion, we mean a male horse more than 3 years old that hasn't been gelded. We don't cover riders on blind horses. We also don't cover anyone riding horses that suffer from epilepsy or narcolepsy. Activities that aren't covered. We won't cover any activity that isn't listed in Appendix A. Crime. We won't cover claims that result from you or the young rider breaking the law. This covers laws and regulation from both central and local government, both present and future. Likewise, we won't cover claims that are fraudulent. It's important you always tell us the truth. We also won't pay for claims for fines or penalties that you or the young rider are responsible for. Pandemics. We won't cover any claims that result from any pandemic. We also won't cover things that happen as a result of the threat or fear of a pandemic. This includes anything that's done to control it. For example, if the authorities order everyone to quarantine, which means the young rider can't go horse riding. We also won't cover claims resulting from any disease passed from animals to humans. Wars, riots, and terrorism. We won't pay claims for anything caused by acts of terrorism. We also won't cover claims relating to war, riots, or revolution. Other things we don't cover. We won't cover claims involving barbed, plain, or mesh wire fencing or gates. Injuries caused by stock fencing also won't be covered unless there was a secondary fence line to prevent the horse from reaching the stock fencing. We won't cover any accidents that happen during lessons or at a riding school. We won't cover any claims caused by any aircraft, such as planes, helicopters, hot air balloons, or drones. We won't cover claims caused by radiation or contamination from any nuclear explosions or fallout. We don't cover any fees or interest you might be charged by credit cards, loans, or other finance plans. We won't provide cover if you don't live at a permanent address in the UK. A permanent address would be one that allows you to register to vote or has a permanent residential license.
Making changes to this policy. It's important you tell animal friends if your circumstances change, as this might affect your cover. If any of the following things change, let us know straight away by calling 0344 557 0300. Changes that can affect the price of your policy. You move to a new home. We use your address when we work out your premium. If you move to a new home, your premium may go up or down. We will contact you to confirm the changes to the terms or price of your policy. You have the right to continue with your cover, or you can cancel your policy. If you cancel your policy after making a change and we haven't paid a claim for this policy year, please see the Cancelling Your Policy section. If you cancel and we've paid a claim for this policy year, you'll still need to pay the premium for the full year of insurance. We'll ask you to pay any remaining amount from your full year's premium. See below for more information on how we work out these charges. If the change you made lowered your premium, the premium you'll need to pay will be your new lower premium. If the change you made increased your premium, if you claimed for something that took place before you changed your policy, you'll need to pay your original lower premium. If you claim for something that took place after you changed your policy, you'll need to pay your new, higher premium. Changes that we'll need to consider as they may affect your cover under the terms of your policy. An incident happens involving a horse being ridden by the young rider that could lead to a legal claim against you. If you don't and this negatively affects our ability to handle the case, we won't be able to help. If we need to make changes to this policy. When your policy is due to renew, we can make changes to your premium, your excess, or by adding or removing cover. We will always tell you at least 28 days before your renewal date, so you can decide if your policy still meets your needs. If you need to make changes to the way you pay. If you want to change the way that you pay, please get in touch. This includes changing from annual payments to monthly payments and opting into or out of auto-renewal.
Cancelling your policy. This policy is a 12-month contract of insurance that can be paid annually or monthly. You can cancel your policy at any time by calling or writing to us. If we've paid any claims for something that took place in the policy year, you'll need to pay the full year's premium, which is shown in your schedule. Cancelling within 14 days. We'll give a full refund if you cancel this policy within 14 days of the start date. We won't be able to do this if we've paid any claims for something that took place in this period. Cancelling after 14 days. if you pay monthly for your policy. You may cancel this policy at any time. If we've paid claims for something that happened this policy year, and you pay premiums monthly, you must pay the remaining premiums for the rest of the policy year. If you pay annually for your policy, you may cancel this policy at any time. If you cancel after 14 days, we'll refund you for any full months remaining, unless we've paid any claims for something that took place in the current policy year. If you've paid any claims for something that took place in this policy year, no refund will be given. If you need to claim after you've cancelled your policy. If you want to claim for something that took place before you cancelled, you must pay the remainder of your full year's premium before we'll pay your claim. We won't pay any claims for something that happens after your cancellation date. When we might cancel your policy. We will cancel your policy at any time if you don't follow the terms and conditions in this booklet or for legal reasons, such as fraud. We may cancel your policy if you don't keep up with your payments, but we'll always get in touch with you first. If we don't hear from you, we'll cancel the policy 1 month from the date we last received a payment. We may be able to reinstate the policy if you pay within 28 days of the cancellation date and your health hasn't changed. If you're unable to make a payment, please get in touch with us to find out how we can help. If you move out of the UK, you must let us know and we'll cancel your policy. If we cancel your policy and we've paid any claims for this policy year, you must pay the remaining premiums for the rest of the policy year. If this happens, we won't pay any further claims. As part of our ongoing commitment to provide customers with insurance that meets their needs, we regularly review the insurance products we offer. We may make the decision to withdraw a product or level of cover from our range. If we do this, we'll clearly explain this in your renewal pack, which will be sent to you at least 28 days before your policy is due to end. We will also provide you with information about other cover options available. How to cancel your policy? You can contact us using the following details. By phone on 0344 557 0300. Please check our website for opening hours. If you call us from a landline, you'll be charged the standard rate. Calls from mobiles vary depending on your plan. For example, if your plan includes unlimited minutes, your call from a mobile will be free. By email. If you have a general inquiry, you can reach us at info@animalfriends.co.uk. On our website at www.animalfriends.co.uk. You can contact us on live chat, or you can complete an inquiry form to contact a specific department on www.animalfriends.co.uk/contact-us/. By post to Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA.
How to make a complaint. We hope you're happy with your cover and our service, but if you're unhappy about something, we'd like to try and put things right. If you want to make a complaint, you can contact Animal Friends in the following ways. By phone on 0344 557 0300. By email at complaints@animalfriends.co.uk. By post to Complaints Department, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA. If you're not happy with our response. If you're not happy with how we handled your complaint after receiving your final response letter, you can contact the Financial Ombudsman Service, FOS. The FOS is an independent complaint service that's free to use.
You can find out more about them and how to complain at www.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. You can also contact them in the following ways: by phone on 0800 023 4567, by email at complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk, by post to the Financial Ombudsman Service, Exchange Tower, Harbour Exchange Square, London, E149SR. You can also choose to take your claim to court. This policy is governed by English law. All communications will be made in English. The Financial Services Compensation Scheme, FSCS. We're covered by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, FSCS. This means that in the unlikely event we go out of business, the FSCS may be able to pay your claim. You can find out more about the FSCS at www.fscs.org.uk or by calling 0800 678 1100.
How we use your personal information. When you apply for one of our policies, Animal Friends and Red Sands collect and store the information you give them. This includes your name, address, and contact details. It may also include sensitive data, such as information about your health. For example, if you're claiming under Section A of this booklet. We'll always do this securely and safely and follow all relevant laws. We might share your details with other organisations if we need to. For example, if we're handling a complaint or legal liability claim. You can see the full Animal Friends privacy policy at www.animalfriends.co.uk/privacy-policy. You can see the Red Sands privacy policy at www.redsands.gi/privacy-policy. If you want to receive more information from us, if you'd like charity updates or information about new products and services, you can tell us by logging into your account. You can also email Animal Friends at info@animalfriends.co.uk. Appendix A. Below is the full list of activities that you're covered for under this policy. We'll cover dressage and flat schooling up to British dressage's medium level and jumping up to a maximum height of 1 metre. Activities include horses at grass, retired horses, heavy horses, handling horses aged between 30 days and 2 years, hacking, dressage and flat schooling, rearing and breaking, western riding, gymkhana, endurance and fun rides up to 25 miles, showing and local shows, show jumping, vaulting, hunter trials and cross country, pony club activities, riding club activities, Lautrec, private driving. Please note, we don't cover any form of racing, including point-to-point or team chasing. We don't cover hunting of any kind, including drag hunting and cubbing. We also don't cover polo or horseball.
Our policy documents have been awarded the Thorough Finance Clear and Simple Mark, which recognises clear design and simple language. If you have any questions about any of our policies, please call us on 0344 557 0300. Animal Friends Insurance is a trading name of Animal Friends Insurance Services Limited, registered in England, #363 0812.
authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Financial Services Register number 307858. Registered Office, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP4 7QA.